February 25, Genesis 27:1-40, bartered birthright. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37:5. Isaac loved Esau better than Jacob, and when he thought that he was about to die, he requested Esau to prepare him meat, that he might bless him before he died. Rebekah heard the words of Isaac, and she remembered the words of the Lord, "The elder shall serve the younger." And she knew that Esau had lightly regarded his birthright and sold it to Jacob. Rebekah was acquainted with Isaac's partiality for Esau, and was satisfied that reasoning would not change his purpose. Instead of trusting in God, the disposer of events, she manifested her lack of faith by persuading Jacob to deceive his father. If Esau had received the blessing of his father, which was bestowed upon the firstborn, his prosperity could have come from God alone, and he would have blessed him with prosperity or brought upon him adversity according to his course of action. If he should love and reverence God like righteous Abel, he would be accepted and blessed of God. If, like Cain, he had no respect for God nor for his commandments, but followed his own corrupt course, he would not receive a blessing from God, but would be rejected of God, as was Cain. If Jacob's course should be righteous, if he should love and fear God, he would be blessed of God, and the prospering hand of God would be with him, even if he did not obtain the blessings and privileges generally bestowed upon the firstborn. Jacob and Rebekah succeeded in their purpose, but they gained only trouble and sorrow by their deception. God had declared that Jacob should receive the birthright, and his word would have been fulfilled in his own time had they waited in faith for him to work for them. But like many who now profess to be children of God, they are unwilling to leave the matter in his hands. Rebekah bitterly repented the wrong counsel she had given her son. It was the means of separating him from her, and she never saw his face again.